This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Happy Columbus Day. In a moment, we'll go to Robin Schaefer. I'm just searching. I saw a big story out today about Catholic voters in swing states. Now, you know, the last time around, Biden, alleged Catholic. I mean, he is in some way, shape, or form. But now Trump is polling ahead of Vice President Harris among Catholic voters in swing states. Roughly 50% of Catholics living in battleground states said they supported Trump, compared to 45% for Harris, said the National Catholic Reporter poll. Notably, wide lead in Wisconsin. He polled of Harris among Catholics by 18 points, Michigan by 12 points. Not so much here in Pennsylvania. You know, but he's ahead. So the difference, Biden, Catholic, Harris, not. But you have elements out there, given the appalling, to me, lack of cardinals and bishops to inform people of what the stakes are here. In other words, I always thought the Catholic Church said you would think an issue like, oh, I don't know, life might have primacy over other issues. Not telling you how to vote, but just stating what's the premier issue here. Well, this pamphlet or this flyer, apparently in South Jersey, has gotten stuck into various churches. People are going to the bishop to figure this out. It's nuns on the bus. Now, we've had them on before, and it is quite a battle. How's that going? We have to get her back.
Yeah, we got to get her back.
Yeah, exactly.
Nuns on the bus, her back. This is awesome.
Yeah, and I have a copy of this from Robin Schaefer, ProtectOurCoastNJ.com, who alerted people in Ocean City. Wanted to get an update, too, because we saw some whales die recently. How that's all going. Let's go to Robin on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robin, thanks for joining us.
Oh, great to be on with you and Dan today, and happy Columbus Day.
So, Robin, you had this, I guess, in your church in Ocean City, right? And it's apparently from nuns on the bus. And their theory, they're trying to alert people to, this flyer, which is rare that the church has given this stuff out, I would think, is that, hey, don't go too heavy on that abortion issue.
Right. So that's the thing that kind of jumps out at you right from the get-go, that, well, abortion's kind of important, but there are all these other diversity, equity, and inclusion ideas that are far more important. And what jumped out at us because of what we're fighting against at Protect Our Coast New Jersey is the climate justice and all the information about the climate crisis that's included on this flyer, which is we just don't believe it belongs in church, let alone a Catholic church. I mean, people don't want to worship at the altar of climate change. They want to worship at the altar to God and Jesus Christ.
So you then, people start calling the bishop. They're closed today, not because of Columbus Day, apparently, but because it's Indigenous Peoples Day. So, Robin, did you approach the pastor at your church? And you think this has gone on in more than one church, right?
So this organization, Nuns on the Bus, Network Advocates, they're 501c4 political organizations. So they're distributing this pamphlet both in Spanish on one side and English on the other. And it's a full page that looks like, honestly, it looks like the Democratic platform from their convention. Kamala Harris could have written this. Well, actually, some of her, the people who do her thinking for her would have written it. But there are also a lot of talking points right out of like John Kerry, Bill Gates, and Tammy Murphy. So we were just shocked. I mean that this was in being distributed in Catholic churches. St. Damian's has had it included in the Missalette a couple of weeks ago on Ocean City, but we believe it's being placed in church bulletins all across the United States.
And the pastor, the priest, I mean, who decides what gets put into that? It would be the pastor, right? He'd have to have knowledge of this.
You would think the information I received from talking to a number of the Knights of Columbus, Saturday was our big block party, biggest block party in Ocean City history. There were so many people there. And we had a booth just around the corner right at City Hall from the Knights of Columbus. And I went over and I talked with a number of them, and they were, to a man and to a woman, they were furious that this was placed in the bulletin and that the pastor was blaming his staff, who said, he said that the majority of his staff wanted it placed in the missalette. That's not a leader. A leader doesn't throw their staff under the bus. So we're encouraging people to call the bishop on Tuesday. The bishop Sullivan is the person to call. And if I could give you the number.
Sure. And where's he headquartered? South Jersey?
He's the it's the Archdiocese of Camden, and that's the one that serves South Jersey.
Okay.
So Bishop Dennis Sullivan, the office number is 856-756-7900. And we're encouraging all of our members to contact his office and say, this kind of literature doesn't belong in a Catholic bulletin or any church bulletin. One of the funny things, and I related this to you over the weekend, was that in talking to the Knights of Columbus, mind you, they told me that the bishop's office was closed today. And I said, what, for Columbus Day? And they said, well, no, they've told us we're not allowed to use that term. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. This is the Knights of frickin' Columbus. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
And this is... we should be celebrating today. I mean, this is a really important day for Italian Americans, for Americans who've been here, whether you're an immigrant or not. It should be a day to celebrate our country and our founding. And it's just it's really disappointing to see an institution like the Catholic Church, another institution that is kowtowing and being giving in to the woke mob in this country.
Okay, let's break this down.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I think the priests or the bishops saying that, I'm sure you don't either, but let's play it out piece by piece here. How would you say it's acceptable for them to say abortion is a premier issue? We're not saying you can't vote for someone like Harris in this situation. What is it you think the teaching ought to be? I don't know how the Catholic Church, Robin, thinks they can refrain from talking about the biggest election of our lifetime. Some evangelicals, younger evangelical pastors, are saying they're not going to talk about it either. There's got to be a way that the teaching actually meets what they want this country to be without telling you how to vote.
Absolutely. You can advocate on issues that matter to parishioners, absolutely, without telling people who to vote for. I don't understand why they're afraid. It seems like we're governed by fear more than anything else. That I never thought there'd be cancel culture in the Catholic Church, but I just read today that St. John's University is,
yes,
they're no longer using the term Columbus Day. I mean, and that's Christopher Columbus was a Catholic. I mean, we should do some honor to his legacy and certainly it's kind of ironic that they make it. If we're going to have an Indigenous Peoples Day, which I think we should it be the same day as
let them have their own day, right? Let's celebrate that too.
You're going to have a hell of a story on that.
Yeah. There's no beef with that.
Maybe. Yeah. So I think that people need to take a stand. I think that the leaders in our churches, the pastors, the bishops, the cardinals, and the Pope should take a stand that is based in Scripture. It is not based on. I don't know. It seems like I hate to be cynical, but it seems like it's more about getting people butts in the pews,
right,
and getting money than it is about standing for something and standing for what they ought to, they've always stood for. So,
yep. All right. So 856-756-7900. And we'll see what the bishop says. You'll let us know about this. Glad you, Nuns on the Bus is one of the most radical. We have the sister on. We have fun going back and forth. This is a radical group.
Our Money Melody is going to tie into it, though.
Oh, the Money Melody is tying into this. Uh-oh, sister. Uh-oh, that's trouble. ProtectOurCoastNJ.com. And Robin, you're going to be interviewed by the Wall Street Journal today indicating this is still a big issue. So we'll get an update once that happens.
Absolutely. Sounds good. It's so great to join you guys. And I appreciate everybody's support of Protect Our Coast, New Jersey. And have a great day.
Thank you, Robin, very much. So again, some evangelicals, well, come on, Dom, they shouldn't need politics and religion. Well, all I want to know is what do the bishops, the cardinals, and all, and apparently they think that illegal immigration is every bit as big of an issue as abortion. You know, whatever stance they want to take on that, then they've given up what I thought their premier position was, both the child in womb and also euthanasia, preventing euthanasia. That's what they stood for. I mean, that's not the only issue. True. But putting this in there begins in, wow, it's true. And then they go through a litany of these other things that they claim that Donald Trump is on the other side of. So if you're a Catholic, it's easy. You should be voting for Kamala Harris. Let's go to Ray in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Ray, who's your all-time favorite Italian?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't take it off the Francis Albert Sinatra was the entertainer of the century, probably the millennium. He's also on a U.S. postage stamp. He's on two radio stations, yours and Sirius XM.
Yeah.
He's an Academy Award winner from Here to Eternity. And on New Year's Eve, Times Square, they sing his song.
That's a lot of truth there, Ray. Dan, I'm telling you, Sinatra will be played and known 100 years from now, will Taylor Swift?
Yes.
You're saying Taylor Swift still will be.
She's going to be the Sinatra of this generation.
All right. I just...
Wow.
I don't see
who
that
Who do you think is
going to
be remembered as a Sinatra of this generation?
I don't think there is anybody. I think it's too dispersed. I think there's too much...
How about Ari, the guy who played in Philadelphia Friday night?
Maybe.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's going to last. Yeah. How about Springsteen?
No.
Sure, we'll be playing his stuff.
Bruce will last.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Dave Matthews Band?
No.
Oh, God.
Already out on me.
One more, and then we'll have the Money Melody here today. This is an unusual one. I think there's a lot of greatness here. John and Belmar. John, who's yours?
Well, everybody thinks of a man all the time when you ask for a great, person. But how about a beautiful Italian woman? She died in 1952. She was an educator, a physician, and her name is still associated with education. There's the Montessori schools, Maria Montessori.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good one. Roe used those techniques, too. Dan, you're the product of a Montessori?
Yeah, this is what you get when you're hands-on, man.
Wait a minute, John. I think I'm going to have to take that back here a little bit. Oh, man, we have to explore that.
Yeah, Montessori preschool and then pre-K.
I don't know that Rose an aficionado fully of that, but no. she's not anti it. I'm not.
What even goes on there? I always see those schools around. Yeah. I don't understand.
I think it's like a learn by showing rather than teaching, essentially, okay. Like a hands-on kind of environment. Okay. And
well, you tell me, you went there.
Yeah, that's right.
I was also like 4 years old. So
See excuses.
But it set a great platform for greatness, right?
That's right, for talk radio producing. We knew it right from that. All right. Some of us were products of Sister Mary Whiplash, which is a little bit of a different approach to learning. Yes.
Yeah, a little bit different.
A little bit different.
Not as open.
But it is time right now, and they're big tie-in today of all kinds of things for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, Dan, your backstory today?
Yeah, so Dom, today I had something prepared, a great spoken word kind of one. Someone speaking Italian, someone local. The answer was going to be Kobe Bryant, but not going to go with that.
Yes,
because
Joey Bean.
During the, or just before the Robin Schaefer interview, I'm always back here trying to Google if we can find anything related to the topic at hand. And boy, oh boy, did I find something related to the topic at hand. Relating to the nuns at the bus, Dom, today's cover artists for a great prize today. Henry, tell us what that prize is.
That prize will be a pair of tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic at the Mann Center in Philadelphia on July 19, 2025. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
So here are the nuns on the bus doing their best impression of Weird Al Yankovic. We want to know, Dom, the name and the artist of the original song. So the name and the artist of the original song, just because it's kind of easy, but man, I could not let up the opportunity to play this great cover song by the nuns on the bus. Take a listen.
We the people care, so we the people vote. We see that big money, working those TV spots. You know that ooh ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you've got passion, people, just raise it up. Cause every voter has a voice when you hit that ballot box. Yeah, the nuns on the bus are hitting the road again.
Stop. Oh my God, we gotta get her back.
So we want to know the name of the original song and artist that they're covering here, the Nuns on the Bus.
I will tell you this. If we get Sister back on and she cites Thomas Aquinas being for abortion, you know where she got that from? Nancy Pelosi said it on national TV.
If I want to say, we're saying something nice about this. A-plus for creativity and putting something like
voices
this together.
Are not bad.
Good mixing, too. Good sound.
Good mixing, sound mixing. Voice. The video editing's good, but man, is this one of the most cringy things I've seen in a long time.
All right, hit us with that. So I forget, I'm blown away by this. Who are we? What are we looking for here?
So it's a song, it's a cover, like Weird Al, the tickets that you're playing for, of a very popular song. So we want to know both the original artist and name of the song that they're covering here, the Nuns on the Bus.
Ah, very nice. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear today's clue. Nuns on the Bus. We're looking for, again, what, Dan?
The original artist and name of the song, Dom.
Gotcha.
We the people care, so we the people vote. We see that big money, working those TV spots. You know that ooh ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you've got passion, people, just raise it up. Cause every voter has a voice when you hit that ballot box.
You know, at least Nuns on the Bus, I gotta say this, Dan, are religious figures that are out there telling people what their faith tells them to do, how to vote. I can't say the same for the bishop, or they're not. They're setting up a framework saying, do you realize this? How about the bishops, the cardinals, and even the priests, monsignors, and the rest of it? Nuns on the Bus, they're telling you, hey, we're going to go wild. We're going to say abortion. Come on now. Look at this. Let's go to Zach and Bryn Mawr. Zach, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Zach. What's your answer?
Hey, guys. I'm taking a guess on this one. Is it Meghan Trainor, All About That Bass?
Oh, my God. Hey. That's a heck of a... Yes. Yes.
It's a very Italian noise he made there, Zach.
Yes.
Hey.
I'll put you on hold, Zach. There you go. Jump on board. And again, Henry, where is he going?
He's going to have two tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic on July 15th.
2025. Wow, we're really playing out.
Yeah, this is a summer thing. Yeah, keep it on your calendar.
Yeah, keep that one ready to go.
Okay. These are big tickets, though, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, Joe Concha is going to be on the show tomorrow, one of the best contributors at Fox, if not the best. 2 o'clock, right, Dan?
2 o'clock.
Yeah, we saw on his Twitter today, he with this Chris...
Hey, Zach.
This Chris Rufo guy... we can hear you there, Henry.
There we go.
Chris Rufo guy. They just exposed about an hour and a half ago that in our book on fighting crime, Kamala Harris may have committed, well, at least something technical in California by plagiarizing big time. Now, Americans, look the other way on a lot of things, but plagiarism is something they have difficulty with. So he's going to lay that out. There's a lot of information developing on this. Let's see if the media goes forward with it. I wonder what the ladies on the... Why wouldn't you plagiarize? I can hear them saying on The View. And again, we have to emphasize, the question of the week last week, you never know, in the case of Harris, if you don't have answers to many things, you go on The Favorable View and what happens? They asked you an easy question. How are you different than Biden? That's the question people touting now that Harris made a big mistake with. A couple of pieces of sound, though. First, we played this a little while ago. Wanted to play it one more time in order to shock people. I just saw Bill Clinton campaigning in Georgia. This is at a different stop, but previously in Georgia, he was on a farm-like setting talking to people about, hey, you know, we need migrants, immigrants to work all this farmland. And he seemed to have in his head the idea, if they were just vetted, these people coming into the country, then Lake and Riley would be alive. Listen to Bill Clinton.
You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about it, about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they're all properly vetted and that doesn't happen, and America is not having enough babies to keep our populations up. Okay. So we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work. There wouldn't be a problem. And he couldn't keep people all torn up and upset.
So Bill Clinton doesn't seem to be too convincing to the crowd. We need to have these people coming here making more babies. And Riley would be alive if these people had been vetted. And he's campaigning for Harris? Well, who's in charge of this? Well, let me put it this way. The approach is not who's in charge of vetting. The point of it is, and I'm sure they're telling this to Bill Clinton, we are so overwhelmed with the number of people here. Even if you were well-intentioned to vet people, you couldn't do it. And I wouldn't trust the vetting, and neither would you. There's not enough screening here. So we're supposed to roll the dice because we need workers, allegedly, and baby makers. We're supposed to roll the dice with our safety. Tell that to the family of Lake and Riley. That's Bill Clinton just from a moment ago. The prize of the day, though, is right at the top of the show. We've had a lot of fun with this today. Yesterday, J.D. Vance just showing his skill. He's really coming to his own. J.D. Vance on with Skeletor. With Martha Raddatz.
Do you hear yourself?
On the big ABC show. And they're talking about Trump and Raddatz's contention. Yeah, Auraria, Colorado has Venezuelan drug gangs taking over housing complexes. But come on now, it's only a handful. Listen to the exchange.
The Republican mayor of the city said flatly the city and state have not been taken over or invaded or occupied by migrant gangs. So do you support Donald Trump making those claims that the Republican mayor says were grossly exaggerated and have hurt the city's identity and sense of safety? I understand what you're saying, that some people left behind, but he's making these statements that the mayor is flat out disputing.
Well, Martha, you just said the mayor said they were exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated.
That means there's got to be some element of truth here. And of course, President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on.
Can't get enough of it. And at the end, she had to say it was only a handful. Will Bunch writing in the Inquirer today, talking about the same thing and using the same expression, only a handful, only a handful. And Vance hit it right later on the Meet the Press or around that time. Mike Johnson, speaker, was on and he said something similar. He didn't say, do you hear yourself? But language to Kristen Welker, very similar.
Kristen, listen to your question.
There you go. Listen to your question. Newt Gingrich must be coaching these guys up. Well, Vance doesn't need a whole lot. Do you hear yourself? Only a handful. And he really could have rubbed it and just say, I'm going to continue with this. I want to know what a handful is. He said it classically, though. So only a handful of housing complexes in America are being run by Venezuelan drug gangs. Only a handful.
Okay, let's just end that with they did not invade or take over the city, as Donald Trump said. I want to move on to
just a few apartment complexes. No big deal.
A few apartment complexes that the mayor did not seem was invading the entire city.
So we're fighting now, the media admits, over when does the invasion happen? Heaven forbid, if you're the one killed, as Bill Clinton just said, well, if they were vetted, we'd be okay.
Not a bad impression.
I was thinking of Jim Kelly. I was channeling him here. He'd be going off for 10 minutes.
He's great.
But what the hell was Bill Clinton thinking? Well, he thought he had an angle of attack here, which was we just have to vet him because we need more babies. And he just lost himself. Yeah, Dan, I agree with you. Who's Bill Clinton bringing to the fold now? And Obama the other day, not so good either. Black men going to say, oh, Obama said we have to vote for this woman. We better do it. Not his best performance, not the best angle of attack.
Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened.
And also, who's coaching up the Kamala Harris team? Did you see what they were flying over the Eagles game yesterday, swing states?
No, what is it?
Sack 2025. I can see these Eagles fans thinking, yeah, we have the SAC Project 2025. We have the SAC Project 2025, the Harris campaign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You think,
my mind just went real dirty there for a second.
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking, is the average, have they really done so much, the average Eagles fan at a game? I know it's a good tactic because people look up and see what's gone by, right? But they're going to sack Project 2025. Was that in between when they were going wild attacking? We got to give a little Nick Sirianni disgrace to Italians today commentary coming up here. But sack Project 2025. Eagles fans going, I'm going to look that up
as soon as this game's over. They did.
Yeah.
Well, people, because I'd look it up. I mean, I'd be intrigued enough to look it up, but I'd roll my eyes the second I pulled up the page and saw the Kamala Harris.
Right, 900 pages here.
They'd be like, I came to the game to avoid the advertisements that play every damn break, you know, and now I got to look up and still get a political advertisement? Come on.
I don't know how that works, too. Who gets to determine planes flying over and who gets, do you have to pay for that?
I want to be that guy. That sounds like a fun job.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Air traffic control sounds horrible.
855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Let's talk for a moment. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in a lot of ways. Listen to this. Recently from Carol, she said triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being while joint pains and muscle aches, they've decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, the code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right. It's a long time.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if it's much of a payoff there.
Yeah.
By the way, VP Harris will be on with Brett Baer on Wednesday, at least it's scheduled. And as we told you, with this plagiarism thing dropping, alleged, for her crime book, I don't think Brett Baer will agree not to ask that. And Baer's going to be in a tough spot. He wants to not come charging at her, but he wants to, all at the same time, ask some of the things that other people are not asking. I predict he'll ask about, he's got to ask, well, how are you different from Joe Biden? And if she can't come up with a better answer than what they've come up with so far, I wonder what she would do if somebody interrupted. I think that you can do gently and saying, I realize you were born in the middle class, but time is of the essence. Can we answer the question? Don't let it go more than 10 or 15 seconds. But be gentle in that manner of doing it, okay? Time Magazine calls her out for turning down multiple interview requests. Oh, not with Time Magazine.
Tom, she's doing interviews today. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
The Shade Room. Like, hard-hitting questions like...
Here we are. How do we get here? You smell good. You look good.
Oh, that's better than smelling bad. Thank you.
You know, I do place some emphasis, Dan, on the smell. I got to say that. You know, I think I've told you this before. When Nikki Haley was here... I've never seen a person running for office present as well. She looked elegant.
She smelled nice.
We posed for a picture. The smell was perfectly calibrated. It wasn't overkill. But I haven't sniffed enough of these candidates to know. Trying to think of others I've been around.
Henry, please clip that. What?
Yeah, that's going on the soundboard.
Come on. Well, the sniffing. Yeah, the sniffing has to be part of it. It's the sniff test, and that's what
I know exactly what they mean. The Biden. Is this it? Do we have this?
We have
so if they want to sniff your hair, you're a lot better off. Let them sniff your hair.
That wasn't what I thought it was, but that's even better. What is
that? Well, keep that, but I like this one even better. I kind of stumbled into that. Got to get into this tomorrow, too, that New Jersey now wants high school students to vote in school board elections. Oh, what could go wrong with this? Can you imagine what the demands will be? People running for school board to get the 16-year-old vote and the 17-year-old vote.
Sniff out. Pot.
Woo! Go with that, right? All right, so Democrats, you know, what about 15-year-olds? Why can't they do it? They're in high school. 14-year-olds, it could be. I guess you could be 13 just entering high school. They deserve a vote.
The water fountains will only spit out red Kool-Aid.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I promise you that. If I am elected.
That might be a side. We already have tomorrow's, though. Let me go to Pastor Bill Devlin on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom and Dan. God bless you, and thank you for all you're doing. And I've never sniffed anyone's hair just for accountability purposes.
Bill, you can sniff mine the next time I'm a speaker for you. Sniff away. And Bill, you can place your hand on the Holy Bible and swear it is my hair. You can do that right now, right?
Pass the sniff.
Oh,
It's not
a
wig.
We'll skip that Giovanni Marconi. I don't know if he's already been named. But,
no, he has not.
You know, obviously, we would not be here today if it wasn't for Marconi, okay?
That's true.
So, Damodan, what you've been, it really touched my heart. I'm on my way to the Middle East. I'm delivering 23 tons of rice to the trapped 225 Palestinian Christians at the Greek Orthodox Church and the Holy Family Catholic Parish in Gaza. It's coming in on a boat. But when I heard your discussion about the cowardice of the Catholic clergy and nuns on the bus, you know, these nuns have been woke for years. God help them that they're not talking about Jesus and they're talking about the woke system. The evangelicals are no different. I normally, when I'm back in the U.S., which is infrequently, I'm in three churches every Sunday. And these men up in the pulpit are afraid to talk about biblical values. They're afraid to talk about biblical sexual ethics. They're afraid to talk about the demise, the killing of unborn children, and the damaging of their mothers in the womb. And it just goes on and on. I've been involved in pro-life for 45 years, myself and my wife, Nancy. And yet the cowardice continues that these evangelical pastors of big churches, small churches, they never want to speak about how to vote and how to inculcate biblical sexual ethics and values and biblical Christian values, the Judeo-Christian ethic, into how you vote when you go into the polling place. They are, I call it the silence of the shepherds. And your previous caller was right. They're more interested in getting behinds in the seats in order to have donations. And they'll say their favorite nation is a donation and their favorite city is generosity. And it's unfortunate.
You've been saving those lines up for.
yeah. Well, I got that from Reverend Al Sharpton, your good friend. And he would say, you know, the good book says that God loves a cheerful giver, but Reverend Al Sharpton says, I love any giver.
Exactly.
So, but it's really a disgrace within the evangelical church that these pastors, of which are legion, are not directing their people when they go into the polling place how to vote and who to vote for. They can endorse people individually, not as the pastor of that church, but they could say, you know, I'm Joe Smith, pastor of XYZ church, and I'm going to vote for Donald J. Trump. And that doesn't violate the separation of church and state. So I'm just calling out all these pastors who are afraid to teach their congregations, small or large, here in the People's Republic of Philadelphia and in the collar counties. You need to tell your people how to vote. Bang, bang.
Thank you, Bill. Godspeed on your trip. All right. Lightning round is next here on Talk Radio 1210. Just a quick, since we don't have time, though, and a has Nick Sirianni apologized to Philadelphia Eagles football fans today?
Has he, Henry?
I haven't seen as much, no.
Yeah, and I thought by now he would be called upon to do it. Or do you differ? Do you think he should not have to apologize?
I wouldn't if I were him.
Why not?
I just wouldn't cater to the fan base like that. He's not going to back down from who he is, and I respect him for that, and I wouldn't apologize for it. Because once you apologize, then you're admitting you did something wrong.
Well, he did.
Well, he's not going to admit that, though.
Okay.
And I wouldn't either.
What do you say, Dan?
I think he's so far gone down that he does need to go do it into kind of like PR mode, kind of earn some good PR, and not for the fans necessarily, but for Lori. So how do you earn the PR of Lori? I guess you got to win the fans back at this point, right?
Sure.
I tell you what good PR is. Win football games convincingly. Yeah. Well, let the Browns hang around with you all
when
game.
That doesn't,
come on.
When that doesn't happen, though, when you bring your three kids out as a shield, that's really a mortal sin there. It really is. Can you imagine I bring DJ out? Well, that'd be a different story, what might happen.
Sit him on your lap?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing when he started. He was talking about flowers and all that, and they kept throwing the ball. And he's got to have that moment again where he's like, oh, maybe I should change things up. Not all shave my head.
I'm going to say this now. I don't think he has it in him to be an NFL head coach.
No,
I don't think he has it in him to be a high school head coach with some of the play calling that he apparently. Yeah, I don't know if it's his play calling.
Take it up with Kellen Moore.
Not. I would agree.
No, it's not. Kellen Moore is apparently using Sirianni's. Wow, Joe Sirianni. Who the hell is that?
He's using input from him, without a doubt. Yeah. Exactly. All right, lightning round next. Let's get a winner here. Somebody great who's Italian next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, and Dom's lightning round every day is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 per month for 36 months. See store for details. And they always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. What else today, though? All-time great Italian in history, not just Italian-Americans anywhere, is what we are looking for. And as I said, we have Joe Concha coming up tomorrow. This story he's been on Twitter. They have large sections of this. Oh, wait a minute. I hear it in the background.
I love that you're speaking it slower, and you can just, in between words, you hear the great sounds of Frank Sinatra.
That's the song. Yes.
I'll state my case.
The buildup.
I'm certain.
You want me to fast forward it?
Yes.
I've lived.
Yes, please, please do it.
I've had my fill. My
here it comes.
Losing. And
not yet. Gosh, it's so long already.
Come on, Frank.
I did it.
Nobody else can sing it. Just can't do it. All right. Let's go after that rousing to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in. What do you have today?
I almost feel bad that I wrote a version of My Way to do on the next album. But
wait a minute.
Now.
You're going to sing My Way? Oh, man. We're going to get the critique out on this. Okay.
Finally getting into the rhythm here, Earl. So I'll be giving you a call. We'll be getting this
one. But I didn't. I'm still working on the lyrics on that one. But now there's so many things you wanted to say. First off, from the days of Rush Limbaugh, what Bill Clinton said, the reason we used to bring in so many immigrants was because we were aborting so many Americans. We had to bring in immigrants in order to replace the people that we were killing.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think if I were the Harris campaign, I got to pull Bill Clinton off the trail after today's performance. Wow. This is
that
not
was embarrassing.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
And you wanted to know about signs. I just came back from upstate Pennsylvania, and I'm seeing in rural areas no Harris signs whatsoever. I'm seeing a dozen Trump signs, banners, 4x8 billboards. One guy on the turnpike has a billboard that he made that he has up there. Now, Kamala Harris has rented about 4 or 5 billboards on the Northeast Extension. But the only place I'm seeing Harris signs are in urban areas, in cities.
Yeah.
The entire countryside, all you see is Trump. And you have to get into the cities in order to see the Harris sign.
Now, with me, it was Route 73. That's right through Montgomery County, which is solidly progressive Democrat. One in a cornfield. That's all they had. Hundreds of Trump signs. All right, Earl. Who are the who are the Italians?
I'm going to go steal from Joe Vexton. I'm going to go Romulus and Remus. Well, actually, Romulus, because they founded the city of Rome. And actually, Romulus killed Remus because he made fun of his city. And Romulus went and found Rome, its institutions, government, military, religious traditions, and the first king of the Roman Empire.
Good stuff. Going Italian, going back to the Romans. And he mentioned the great Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, happy Columbus Day. What do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. This is the Exton Guru speaking. And my favorite Italian is the conductor, Riccardo Muti. In the summer of 1980, not long after I had returned here from Italy, I was in Center City, standing on the corner opposite the Warwick Hotel, when Riccardo Muti comes strolling down the street. And as he approaches me, I greet him good afternoon in Italian, "Buonasera, maestro." And he returns the greeting, "Buonasera."
You were probably the only one that recognized Riccardo Muti.
Riccardo Muti. All right, thank you, Joe. You know, Dan, we have sometimes we have to do it when
you say
think
the Exton Goo.
If you think it's the person where you're bold enough to go up and say, you don't want to be wrong if it's not the person. But can you imagine Joe of Exton? My God.
What if it was just like a Polish guy walking up?
Yeah,
the street,
exactly.
Like,
that's
why
a Borowski.
Speaking Italian to me.
Yeah, why are you doing it? That is the best of Joe. You can't top this guy. Let's go to Bruce in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bruce, what do you have to say
to do? Hey, Dom, how you doing? You know, I'm still waiting to hear Justin Bieber's version of My Way. Can you imagine that?
P. Diddy is cutting it in the prison
cell.
But my answer has to do with vintage electronic games. I'm not too familiar with, but I'm told that Mario or Super Mario and Luigi are associated with that trade, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, you went to Montessori school. King of Peace, where I went, was still an Italian national parish.
To qualify me
at one point. Yeah. I remember the names. It wasn't Joe. It was Giuseppe. We had several Giuseppes, and we had a Claudio at King of Peace, just to give you an idea.
Dominique.
They were good basketball players.
What are your thoughts on Dominic the Donkey? YouTube's wondering.
Oh, no, please. Every year they want to do that. I think I can squeeze one more in here. Arguably the greatest voice of all time. I don't know if his museum's still over at, 15th and Snyder. Vince in South Philly. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Dom. Hey, about the South
First of all, Vince, how you doing, Vince? You're one of the all-time top 10 callers, and we haven't heard from you.
Just dealing with some health issues
there.
But, yeah, I was going to say, like, Mario Lanza from South Philly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is my guess.
Yeah. Is the museum still there? No, got rid of it.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they, I don't know if it's in, like, the 700 block of, like, Christian or Catherine Streets.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Vince, I hope to hear more from you, though. I hope you're feeling better, Vince. Thank you.
Okay, Dom.
Take care now. All right, Henry, let's hear from the circle of Dante's Hell today. We had that on the show. What do you like today? There were several good ones.
Yeah, I like John and Belmar's answer of Maria Montessori.
Oh,
just because that name rings through still. You do see the Montessori schools all around.
Okay.
So that's
a good one.
Yeah, it stood the test of time. And I like Bruce in the Northeast answer of Mario and Luigi.
All-time great Italian name, and Philadelphia honored her in city council. Can you imagine these people? Gina Loa Brigida.
You don't have a better name than Lola Brigida.
Lola Brigida.
I think it was made up, but I'm not sure.
For
Dan,
quality.
How about yours?
I like Sinatra. I mean, that's spread a lot. Ray in Northeast, right? I also really like, though, I'm with Henry on this one, Mario and Luigi.
Mario, let's go with that then. Okay. Right. Yeah, the Sinatra we should have taken. It was pretty close. I put that into the hat tomorrow on the drawing board, apparently. Something that is worth the calories. This is going to be a fierce battle. That coming from Minnie in Texas. Thank you, Minnie. All right. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210. Joe Concha tomorrow, too, on this plagiarism story in VP Harris. Rich Cioli is next for 4 big hours to take you home. And again, happy Columbus Day. Thank God we can still say that in talk radio. Not so much of the Catholic colleges, though, in the Philadelphia area. Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.